Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Thursday. Hang in there, my friends. We're almost there. 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And this weekend, the time changes. Fall back. Saturday night when you go to bed, fall back on your clock and then in bed in that order.
Extra hour of sleep is nice, but it's going to be getting darker earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm done with the whole thing. We've talked about this before. It's like, stop it. Just be consistent one way or the other and just be done with it. I mean, really, as far as time of day and all that, I mean, it's really kind of irrelevant in this 24-hour world we live in anyway, isn't it, for the most part? You know, it's not like, we got to get the kids up early to help on the farm.
Yeah, I think for Florida, though, having the light longer is good for tourism.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
They're out spending money doing things as opposed to, it's dark. Let's, whatever.
That, that you say that just off the top of my head, I have to say it would be interesting to do a study about expenditures.
Yeah.
In daylight savings time or not. But also, let's say nighttime spending versus daytime. Mm-hmm. Daytime, you're shopping. But nighttime, they're pounding drinks, tourism. That pay the bill after that and see, I could have went shopping today. That would be interesting to see how that would impact tourism in general. I don't know if anybody's ever broke that down, did the little spreadsheet on it. All right. Dodgers are the World Series champs. They won 7-6 last night, so they won overall 4-1 over the Yankees. The Yankees, I mean, they shot themselves in the foot last night. They had a 5-0 lead and blew it, basically. Coming up Monday, Governor DeSantis is going to be on the show. Looking forward to that. Also, we have a spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival coming to the World Equestrian Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got tickets for the Saturday Grand Tasting, and it's where you need the keyword, and then you text it, and here it is. FEST, F-E-S-T, text FEST to 20357. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the event. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. But that looks like that is going to be one heck of a fine fun event, especially if you're into the fine cuisines. There's going to be celebrity chefs there and all kinds of stuff. And there's going to be people wine tasting, beer tasting, and other beverages where they're actually going to do like a seminar. Like you can learn maybe how to do make the fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 7:10 right now, and nearly half of Generation Z voters, they're lying.
About what?
They admit lying about how they voted in the past.
Oh, okay.
This is a new Axios Vibes survey by Harris Poll. Approximately 48% of Gen Z voters, 18 to 27-year-olds, said they have previously lied to people they are close to about which candidate they cast their ballot for, compared to 23% of all registered voters who reported doing the same.
Wow, big difference.
Well, and that's why polls are not nearly as accurate as they used to be. What is this message? What can we draw from this? One of them is the truth doesn't seem to be quite as important today as, say, it was 50 years ago.
But fitting
in. Is that fair to say?
Fitting in is more important than the truth.
Yeah. Well, there's always been a certain amount of, like, peer pressure. And if you're, you know, 18 to 27, that aspect's been around for a long time.
Is it higher now, though, to change these numbers?
Yeah. Is the pressure greater now?
Political pressure is greater now.
Well, I think that's because due to the divide is greater.
That's true, too. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the upside is I think more young people care a little bit more about politics, and maybe it's because they've been frightened throughout their school lives about climate change. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So they became aware, and we need to do this, we need to do that. And they had this fear and call to action, so I think they got involved. Whereas when we were kids, I mean, 18 to 27, we might cast a vote. Because it was, you know, it wasn't that long before that they lowered that age to 18. And we might cast a vote, but to really have an understanding and really a care, we didn't have. Now, remember, we were post-Vietnam, you and I.
Right.
So we didn't have to worry about being drafted. So wasn't that, which candidate is going to, you know, trying to factor that in. So, but they put the fear in them.
Mm-hmm. They all thought the world was going to end before they reached adulthood.
And remember, fear is an emotion, and if you're motivating people through fear, playing with their emotions, they're not always going to have the best answer to that.
You mean like saying that your opponent is Hitler?
But I don't hear young people saying that.
But they're being told that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so, most definitely. Yeah.
So that's that fear factor you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, who wants to live under that? But they may not believe it. See, and so they vote like they want to vote.
Yeah. Axios noted that Gen Z has come of age during hyper-polarized political era and appear to be among the most sensitive to perceived pressure and judgment from friends and loved ones. So, there's a pressure there. And I think that whole fear thing goes right along with it. You lied. Well, wait a second now. Hey, Bob, call yourself out, pal.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever like people that talk in the third person?
Yes. NASCAR drivers. Yeah, we.
And Bob Rose says, be honest, Bob. So I will be.
Okay.
I remember the primary in 16 when I told everybody, and I wasn't lying, I guess. I told the truth. I said, I'm going to vote for Marco Rubio. I was on my way to the polling place.
I know a lot of people who were feeling that way.
I was listening to Laura Ingraham on the way and talking about trade and Trump's position on trade and his understanding and all that. And I was like, wow, this, a businessman there understands this economic aspect of it.
Right.
And I flipped and I went for Trump. And then I was having lunch with a good friend of mine, PK, and he had already done a mail-in. And he voted for Ted Cruz. He said, we had lunch. I'm going, Pete, you're a good friend. I've never have a reason to lie to you.
Right.
I voted for Trump. He got a big old grin on his face. He said, me too. And I'm like, what? Because I knew he didn't cast his vote that day.
Right.
I go, what? And he goes, yeah. I said, isn't that funny?
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty clear that a lot of people did similar things. So I didn't lie.
Your intent was Rubio.
But I wonder, was PK telling other people, was he volunteering that?
Right.
Or did he just volunteer because I came clean?
Right. And one confession brought another.
Yeah. And so this is going to be a factor in this election, too.
It is.
You say, the divide is large. And if you hang around groups of people that have a different political way of thinking than you, and you want to keep the peace.
Right.
Then, maybe you are going to just kind of keep it to yourself. 7:15 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. Get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe and you're in. But coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you? All right? What's irritating you, rubbing you the wrong way? What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is coming next. 877-975-9825. Call in now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Control of our borders.
AI. Little green men.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Look at you. Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
877-975-9825. That's the number you call for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. If you don't get through right away, then please call back, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging, and you guys have probably already discussed this, is the ad that Julia Roberts narrated, where what stays in the booth or what goes on in the booth stays in the booth, where the women are actually voting for Kamala Harris, and they're, oh, yes, honey, I voted for Trump. That's the inference. And then George Clooney decided, oh, he's going to do the same thing with the big old He-Man. They're going to go in there, and they're going to look at each other, and they're going to vote for Kamala Harris. It's just so, so pandering. I mean, and then besides that, what kind of woman is going to say, oh, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to be controlled by my husband.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to say if you vote for Trump, clearly that's because your husband controls your vote. You don't have your own mind. If you had your own mind, you'd be voting for the abortion candidate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people are.
Have you ever seen so many skits and actors and all that involved in a presidential race as well? I mean, we've seen it in the past, but boy, they're cranking up Hollywood this year.
Oh, yeah.
More than ever before.
Well, look, there's a sense of desperation, so they're sure trying to reach out in any way, shape, or form that they can.
Well, yeah, because they all got to leave if Trump wins, you know, because he's going to take them all out.
Yeah, or put them in jail.
Yeah.
Pete, what's bugging you?
Political corruption is like an iceberg. You only see the tip of it. The rest of it is invisible. We've already been presented with ballots being burned, people who are not U.S. citizens being allowed to vote, government officials leaking passwords for voting devices. And the sad thing about all this is the big swing states are all controlled by Democrats, and they're all going to cover for each other. And if they're, after the election, if something comes up, they'll cover for them then, too. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that was a great assessment. And, yeah, you mentioned some of the issues of the day, where I had the story today, at least today for me, that a Chinese national voted in Michigan, and they caught it, and he's going to be penalized. It is a felony, and he's a student at the University of Michigan, but he's a Chinese national, and they said just the way it works, there's no way to retrieve, quote-unquote, the vote once it went into tabulation. So he did something illegal. And here we are days before the election, and his vote is going to count. Now, they need to work on that. If they can't prevent the voting itself, and then they can't stop it once the vote is made, even if they catch the person, clearly we have to do the prove yourself a citizen and photo ID. That part of it is a no-brainer. And anyone who wants to defy that does not want a clean and fair election, period, end of story. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. It looks like we're all on the same topic. What's bugging me today is that Chinese non-citizen who voted in Michigan, because if one was busted, there's hundreds or thousands more conducting the same activity, and it ain't just Michigan. And how convenient that they can't retrieve the vote from the tabulator without, you know, sacrificing privacy. It's just more proof that the fix is indeed in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Let's go to Diana. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys. What's bugging me is nobody's talking about the whole Three Mile Island thing. They're bringing the power plant back online. It could definitely power 800,000 homes in a energy crisis that we have, but it's going to be for AI from Microsoft instead.
Yeah, what's the priority, especially of the current administration? Pretty much anybody but the average American person. First comes immigrants, and then their pals in big business. Not all the social media folks, definitely the ones that they have their connection with, and I think we all know what I'm talking about. Good morning, Jim. What's bugging you?
Yes, previously I'd seen a couple Democrat senators saying that they're going to label Trump an insurrectionist and refuse to certify him as president. What do we do then? Who takes power?
Let's see, a peaceful transfer of power. I'm not sure exactly how that could go down.
Right. And just because you call someone something that they've not been, you know, it's not been proven that they are what you are calling them, so they would have no ground to stand on. So we'll see
how
that
legally,
goes. Not
but,
legally, but it could be a process.
Yeah, but
unfortunately,
what kind of problems could they, could they participate in, and
right.
How hard could they make it?
It's become a Supreme Court issue, or what? I mean,
well, and not only that. Think about the vulnerability of our nation as our enemies look on and see.
Yeah,
what's a good time to do the things they want to do, especially if they know Trump's coming to power.
Uh-huh.
They look at it like the window's closing.
Right.
They're going to take advantage of that, I think, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you a while back about Springfield, Ohio, being flooded with the Haitians, and then Trump made the comment about them eating the cats and dogs up there and all that. Well, this is a federal program. They're putting these immigrants all over these red communities. I got another one for you. Lockland, Ohio. It's near Cincinnati, and it's a red community, and they've been flooded. They've only got 3,400 people in Lockland, Ohio, and they've had 3,000 Mauritanians pushed into their city under a federal program. Mauritania is a country in Africa, in case somebody doesn't know, and they're being flooded in there. They don't know how to speak English. What they're doing is they're going to turn every red state, every red county, blue.
They've been working on that and pushing for that, and they got in power, and they opened the borders wide open. The next step is to fight so that illegals will be able to vote. Legal or illegal, they're going to push for them to vote, knowing that we don't have the guidelines set up to prove citizenship yet. So, yep. It's not good. Appreciate all the input. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, Carl and Ann Zalek are going to join us. Carl Zalek being Marion County Commissioner, talking about Amendment 4 and a couple of sales taxes that are on the ballot in Marion County. So we look forward to that in about 30 or so minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in Steinhatchee with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the west coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
$13 1913 Mockingbird Lane. Like a steel trap, this memory.
Well, the important things of life, right?
I really like the ugly one.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn.
They felt so sorry for her. It was so pitiful.
Yeah. She looked pitiful.
Oh, yeah.
What a great show.
Oh, it was fun.
Plus, Herman got, you know, he always had the, you know, that cool car.
Oh, that was a cool car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what else I was going to say. That's it.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes. That's why we're playing the Munsters.
Happy Halloween. It's also a reminder, too, the time is changing. It's fall back.
Yep.
Saturday night, set your clock back an hour. You'll be all set. You won't be late for church or whatever or too early. Because we gain an hour, right?
Of sleep. Yes.
Theoretically. Your body is like... Does it really have an internal clock that is synced to daylight savings time or otherwise? No. Your circadian rhythm? No. Just saying. Mm. That's why people have to adjust to it. But I think taking the hour away is when more bad things happen as a result. Lack of sleep.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, they've done studies.
Yeah. I agree.
Are you with me? You look a little sleepy. Are you okay?
What? Why did you say something?
What are you doing?
I'm recovering from the last time we changed time.
Oh. Were you out late again? Was a schmooze tour in force?
No, I just did I did yard work all day yesterday. That was my gym visit, was my yard.
Hey, man, fresh air, sunshine, the weather couldn't be better, and you accomplished something, so you go to bed with the satisfaction of knowing all that, and you should be pumped up, brother.
Yeah, of course.
You should be coming out like Hulk Hogan out here.
Had to have it looking good, because all the neighbors and the kids would be, you know, they're walking through the neighborhood tonight, so.
Yeah, well, depending on the neighborhood you live in, how much traffic you get.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody is going to dress up like a little garbage man.
That would be a great last-minute thing to do.
It would.
Grab your Trump mask and an orange vest, and there you go.
It is 7:38. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. This whole thing about the garbage line and all that, first of all, Biden did say it about Trump and his supporters.
Yes, he did
say it. It's very, very clear. I watched the video, heard the audio, very, very clear.
Yeah.
And then the White House lied, and then, Corinne Jean-Pierre. And that's grotesque. That's grotesque. Look, where do you know? We're a basket of deplorables. We're awful. Uh-huh. We're this, we're that. We're dirt farmers. We're dumb. Right. Whatever the left wants to say, it really means nothing to me. And it shouldn't mean anything to most people. Is it? Uh-huh. Is it in poor taste? Of course it is. So was that stupid joke. But Trump had nothing to do with it.
Right.
That was the comedian. That's what they tried to switch over to. I don't know. Biden was talking about the comedian. No. Nice try.
He would have said so if that's what he was meaning.
We know, even in his lacking state or whatever. But Trump really made hay out of it. He shows up in Wisconsin in a garbage truck. He's wearing the safety vest.
Got a big Trump logo on the side of it. He's got his hard hat.
That to me.
That was awesome.
It is. And Fox News had the headline online, heart and soul. Like, he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it wearing the garbage worker vest.
Yeah, that was great.
And Wisconsin's critical. And hopefully the people see, man, this is a guy who, you know, understands the tough times, wants to make the economy great for all Americans. He is not a divider. The left is. Kamala is. It really started with, to me, hardcore with Obama.
Yes.
Here comes a black guy who can have so much influence in black communities, and talk about real issues from and being a black man. He could speak to these issues about, hey, we got to take the idea of being a father very seriously. We got to take the idea of drumming it into our kids' heads that, you know, hard work will pay off and that studying is incredibly important. That you have to get a good education. All of those things, instead, he perpetuated you have an excuse because, you know, you're black. So, you know, the expectations just aren't there. But that is, by definition, soft racism in itself. Absolutely. And allowing someone to have an excuse, what do you think a child would do? You know, It's like the old put a bowl of sugar in front of it and something healthy. What are they going to do? They're children. I want the sugar. Of course you do.
Yes.
So, yeah. Greg's like, yeah, Ethan, I'm not even a child anymore.
Yeah,
I do.
Love me some sugar. Not good for me, but, you know.
But and he shows up at his rally, Trump did, still wearing that safety vest. I got to tell you, people went crazy about it. And think about it. I mean, he has got really the working man on his side. Uh-huh. He really does, because these people understand the real. I know it's a catchphrase or whatever, but it's true. The old cliche of these are kitchen table issues.
Yeah.
What are you discussing at the kitchen table? It's about the economy. What's my future look like in terms of employment? How much are we paying for groceries? Hey, honey, we're gonna have to look at the budget again. You know, did you know we had to, use the credit card to cover, some balances at the bank? It used to be we'd do it, every other month for like $50 and then we'd pay it back. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing it consistently for about $150 to $200 a month.
Yeah.
And we're not able to pay that back. And with the high interest rates, it is becoming a crushing burden on people's shoulders.
And don't you think it's obvious that they know, left being they, they know that Trump relates to the working man, or they wouldn't be doing that video that Pam mentioned it a while ago, and we were talking about it earlier, where you're bringing out George Clooney to relate, to the hard working man. You're going to bring out a Hollywood stud to relate to the to the everyday hard working man.
Well, now wait a second. He played like a helper / janitor guy a long time ago, didn't he? In some TV show,
he was a maintenance. Yeah, he played the maintenance guy on. Facts of Life, I think.
See, he can relate.
No, he can act like one. There's a difference.
He can't even do that. I'm not saying he's not a good actor.
Right.
Isn't it funny that there's Hollywood people that are very good at their craft.
Yes.
But can't even, pull off real life.
No.
With, believability. What I mean? That's where they're missing out. It's like you have to hand them a script, I guess.
But the billionaire can, in genuine fashion, relate to the everyday person. That's the difference.
Same. The hate is everywhere. Yeah. Passengers thrown off a London flight after a fight over a MAGA hat.
Oh my goodness.
Two American women were kicked off a flight from London's Heathrow Airport this week after a brawl reportedly broke out. Wow. One of the passengers was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Listen. Mm-hmm. If you ask nicely, we'll buy one for you. You don't have to take it. No,
I think we could figure out who caused the problem on this flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to a report from the Sun newspaper, the fight broke out between the two women after one demanded the other remove their MAGA hat as they waited to board a British Airways flight to Austin, Texas from Heathrow on Monday. It'd be interesting.
What's that?
Do you ever think in your wildest dreams that some woman would have the courage to say, hey, take off your hijab. Take off your face covering,
no.
Lady. It's irritating me. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
But a MAGA hat. Oh,
yeah, I'm offended.
I'm offended.
Yeah, right.
After the woman wearing the hat, featuring Donald Trump's trademark campaign slogan, refused to take it off, punches began to be thrown.
Wow.
Now, the British newspaper, at least on their account, they did not report which woman threw the first punch. Despite the altercation breaking out in the terminal, the two women still boarded the plane. However, as they were seated in the same premium economy section, the dispute continued, exchanging obscenities. Finally, the captain had to call for the police to intervene, and the officers removed them from the flight. Yeah. I spend many hours in Heathrow, and it's not fun.
No.
Don't get kicked off a flight.
No, you're a long way from home.
I don't recommend it.
No.
Yeah. But if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself.
Do what you got to do.
But once it goes into that screaming obscenities at each other in a plane,
come on.
Somebody has to be the adult. Apparently, it was the captain of the plane.
Apparently.
It is 7:45, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you are in. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Carl Zalek and his lovely wife, Ann, about amendment issues and sales tax issues. That's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah. Happy Halloween. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your World Series champs, the Dodgers, 4-1, almost a sweep. Yankees had it in the bag, man, 5-0. They had it in the bag.
But
they started to make just utter buffoonery, defensive issues, and next thing you know, it's a tie game, and, well, the Dodgers end up winning 7-6. World Series champs are your Dodgers, and congratulations to them and all of their fans. It was a nice little escape for most of us to get away from the, you know, political election stuff. Not that it's not important.
Yeah, but you need a break.
You do.
I thought it very clever for the Hollywood sign there. They actually blacked out most of it, just kept the D lit like the Dodgers D. I thought that was kind of cute.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a nice touch. Yeah.
All right, now back to the doom and gloom.
Oh, good.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office inadvertently posted a spreadsheet to its website with a hidden tab that included voting system passwords.
Whoops.
Rut-row.
That's a big rut-row.
In a statement to the local news channel there, a spokesperson for the Colorado Secretary of State's office said, quote, the department is working to remedy the situation where necessary. The department took immediate action. As soon as it was aware of it, formed the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, which closely monitors and protects the county's essential security infrastructure. Oh, yeah. Whoops. There's that. I had the story the other day where a couple of boxes of ballots fell off a county truck. But yeah, don't worry. They were already, those votes were already counted and they were sealed. So no biggie there. And then you've got a Chinese national charged with voting illegally in Michigan. University of Michigan student. He's 19 years old and he voted.
Well, at least they caught it so they can fix it.
Well, you know how they could fix it ahead of time?
How's that?
You have to prove your citizenship before you can vote. There's a novel idea.
Wow,
since
that's crazy.
Since that is the law, if you don't want to have people, you know, be able to prove their citizenship, then you're actually inviting people to vote illegally. It's almost maybe not quite entrapment, but you're not really. It's like, you know, you have a no trespassing sign, you know, off on the corner of the woods that fell down. And then, you know, you want to arrest the guy and charge him. He's like, yeah, I mean, I just walked on the property. I didn't know there's no fence or anything else.
Yeah. Why do Democrats fight every time there's a bill or anything?
Because they want to cheat. They want to cheat.
There's that.
They want to cheat.
Yep.
Yeah. The end justifies the means. Mm-hmm. They are. You know, it's everything they said about Trump is true of them. That's the old Karl Marx thing. They're the ones that are the authoritarians. And God help you, seriously, if Kamala gets in there. Uh-huh. And it's not just Kamala, as you know. It's that whole shadow government that operates. And with the help of the left, you know, they're able to, you know, keep their secrecy going. We've seen this in all different levels. I just yesterday shared with you that. It's come out from a whistleblower that James Comey, then FBI director, personally made a couple of investigators go after Trump undercover, and it was off the books. I mean, you cannot do that. There's no such thing, legally anyways. So we'll see what comes of that. That's part of the problem, especially if Kamala wins. Nothing will come of it. Nothing. But you've got this Chinese citizen, so he was caught, and he could be punished for this. But the problem is, guess what? The vote is going to count. You heard me. The vote is going to count. They don't have a way to retrieve the vote. It's in tabulation. It's gone.
That is absolutely unreal.
And with the motor voter kind of thing they have, people have, they get their driver's license and doesn't necessarily talk about citizenship or not. I was working.
in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
It is Halloween.
It is.
Enjoy. Be careful driving and make sure the kids don't have masks covering their faces, especially if they've got to cross any streets at all. You know the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, Berry County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be here with his wife. They're going to talk about Amendment 4 and some sales tax items that are on the ballot. So stay close.
From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampire is better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com